if you guys could, I know this is one of those days that's disappointing, but just kind of describe, you know, a year that had some ups and downs in terms of turnover on the roster, and just what it was like kind of navigating that this year and you know, how you ended up here.
Yeah, I'd say it's obviously, like you said, it's kind of up and down season. Obviously, we're disappointed. So not making the playoffs, right? That's our kind of goal every year, right? And yeah, like you said, it was a interesting kind of season with a lot of guys coming in and out. Never kind of been on a kind of team like that usually. I feel like we're adding. I feel kind of at the deadline and you know, adding a few pieces here and there. So it was a little different for me, kind of almost having a new team. Basically in March or whatever, right, when the trade deadline kind of happened, right? So it's a little different, but it's obviously a learning tool, and we got to learn from it and learn from kind of our season this year and kind of be ready for next year, right?
How would each of you, if you don't mind going separately, how would each of you assess your individual seasons?
Yeah, I'll go. I mean, obviously, it was a tough start for me, again. But I think, you know, I mean, we talked about it. But after the new year, I feel my game got better. And I think throughout these years, I feel like I learned, like, a lot of stuff. And I think my defensive game got better since, I mean, obviously, that's not what I'm paid for. But I think it got better. And I think, you know, I got put more points. I think at the end I had a like tough start point-wise. But, I mean, overall, I mean, I want to get back to 70, 80 points. But I think, you know, learn a lot of stuff and come back next year and be better.
Yeah, I think for me as well, it was kind of up and down kind of season for me. Some kind of games I felt I was playing my game. Tenacious, hard-working. You know, in the dirty areas around the net, creating things like that. And then other games, it was just kind of wasn't there for me, right? So I think for me personally, just kind of have to find kind of more almost consistency kind of in my game, and yeah, and just kind of learn from it, right? And be ready to play kind of every game, right? And that's, I think, I'd say my biggest kind of takeaway from the season.
Nothing. Do you feel like you rediscover your swag or your confidence this season?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I had some way more spark. I mean, this year with confidence with the puck, I got some really good games. I think it's just to find that consistency, you know, overall. Because I had some really good games. I was like, here you go. You know, that's the old Johnny. But it's just to find that, you know, throughout the season and be like that game after game.
What was it like for you, Johnny, going through that December? We know it only results in 1 point for you, but it's just, there were some struggles there. And can you kind of take us through what it was like going through those struggles?
Yeah, I mean, I was grabbing that stick really tight in December. It's, you know, obviously I went, like, I think, pointless in 12 games, I think, in that span. But it was hard, obviously. You know, you're not getting any points. But I felt like, you know, in that span I was getting chances. So at least, you know, that was the positive of it. And then after, it just kind of, you know, like I said, I think after that new year, I just, you know, it was going in and stuff like that. And the plays were being made. So I just proved to myself, you know, that I can still do it. And I think, you know, the confidence is back, and it's good to see. But like I said, I think I still got way more, and but it's good to get that confidence back, you know, to go into the next year. And, you know, as a team, we wanna win. So,
Jonathan, there's a bunch of teams starting the playoffs in a couple nights that, you know, are kind of looked to as evidence that a retool or a rebuild can work. And then there's a bunch of teams that are missing for the whatever time that are evidence that it can be really tough. What has to happen here for this to be sort of a successful cruise through a retool or whatever you're calling it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's – I don't think they want to – I mean, like I said, it's a retool. I think it's not a rebuild. It's something – I mean, we're – sometimes it works like that business-wise. You know, we lost some guys that contract, you know, you can – it just happened. It's the business side of it. But I think for now, we know we like our group. We like what we have. And I think, you know, it's going to be up to the GM, you know, if they want to add little pieces this summer, you know, come back. And I think, you know, we show a lot of resiliency this year, you know, with everything that happened. So that shows a lot about our team. And I think we can, you know, we want to get right back into a playoff, you know, next year. That's important for us. You know, we don't want to wait and be, like I said, in the rebuild. I think kind of retool, and I think we really like our team.
So, sorry, can I just follow up on that really quick? What makes playoffs, do you think, a realistic goal for next year? What gives you optimism?
Yeah, I think I think the core group we have, I think we can make that happen, and I really believe in that. I mean, you know, we saw this year a lot of guys got milestones. You know, it's good to see in here, but I think overall we want to make the playoffs. And I think with the core group we have, and I think with the young guys that are coming up, you know, we saw some good things. I feel like throughout the year, next year, it's going to be important that we all pull together. And I really believe that we can get back in the playoff.
Have you had any conversations with Craig Conroy about what the retool looks like?
Not really. I mean, no. I mean, I might get on the calls to see what it looks like. But, I mean, I think it's up. I mean, that's their job, right? So, I mean, we're there to play hockey and, you know, give everything we have. But at the end of the day, they're going to put all the right pieces that we can, so we can be successful.
Andrew, you're weirdly enough sort of one of the longest-serving guys now on the team. And over the last couple of years, we've just seen so many of your former teammates move on. Yeah. Do you think that there's a perception at this point that guys don't want to be here? And how easy is that to fix?
No, I don't think. Honestly, I don't see it like that at all. I think those guys that left had whatever personal issues or family matters that they wanted to kind of attend to or things like that, or, you know, contract-wise, they want to be, you know, you get traded or whatever it is, right? So I don't think it's a lack of people don't like playing in Calgary or anything like that. I think, from my understanding, I think everyone kind of liked Calgary and everyone thinks Calgary is awesome, right? I think, I don't know, I can't kind of speak for everyone kind of leaving and all that, but I don't see it like that. I love Calgary. I think it's a great place to play hockey, great fan base, great organization. There's a lot to like, and a lot of kind of up and coming. You get a new rink and things like that that'll, you know, hopefully, you know, entice people to kind of come and to stay and all that, right? So I don't know. I can't say much on why they left or anything like that. But yeah, I can't see it being any reason that they don't like Calgary or anything like that.
Andrew, you're heading into the last year of your contract. Is Calgary a place you could see yourself long term?
Yeah, for sure. I think Calgary is honestly a great place to play. I love it here. It's been home for me, my second home, really, right? So we'll see, kind of, I guess, what happens here in the future and everything like that. But yeah, definitely like Calgary and see what happens, right?
What maybe has to happen in the sense of making this a destination franchise where guys are willing to come? Like what can change, or what can happen for that this to become a destination franchise?
I mean, I think, you know, it's just to get some. I think it's a good place. I mean, you know, obviously I'm coming from came from Florida, so you know the weather and everything, but. And Calgary is a great city. And since I've been here, I think the people, community, you know, everybody's really, I mean, I never really lived, you know, Canadian hockey. And it's, you know, it's nice to see everybody's kind of involved in everything, community and stuff like that, and the fan base. So I think, you know, I think it's as player to try to get some guys, you know. Sometimes, you know, like you said, you hear some people don't want to come here. It's an older building and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's whoever is in the locker room. Yeah. And that's why we want to, you know, we're going to, obviously, if some guys you want to go get, you're going to get some calls and you want to attract them.
There's obviously disappointment with missing the playoffs, but this today, compared to the same day a year ago, it does feel different. There doesn't seem to necessarily be the same negative energy. Am I right about that, and what do you attribute to that?
I think it's... expectation too as well. I mean, I feel like, you know, the year before, I feel we should have made the playoffs, and there was not as much expectation with, like, losing a lot of guys this year and stuff like that. But yeah. And I feel like today we kind of swallowed that pill earlier, you know, than the year before. So, and it's not fun to be in that situation. I mean, you don't play a whole season to be out of the playoffs. So that's why it's important for us to believe that, you know, that we can get back into a playoff run to next year.
Andrew, how'd the shoulder hold up this year, and were you limited at all?
Yeah, no, it was good. I think I was a little limited, kind of maybe to start the season, maybe just with kind of strength and just trying to build that back up. But yeah, stable. It was good, a lot better than I guess last season. So, but still think that there's maybe strength and little things like that to kind of grow, and that's what I'm excited for, is just to kind of have a healthy kind of off season and get back to my regular training schedule and working out and kind of gaining everything back.
Have either of you been contacted by Canada for World Championships, and would that be something you consider if so?
Yeah, I was asked. I'm still kind of deciding. I kind of wanted to just kind of finish off the season, make sure my body was, you know, healthy and ready to go. And, yeah, I think I'll be making a decision next day or two here, so gotta talk to my fiance, parents, and all that, and see what happens.
Same for me. I mean, same kind of answer.